Good Monday morning, beloved, and thank you for once again inviting me into your home so we can start this week and this day together in God's Word. Today we are in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. And here the Apostle Paul says that living according to the Spirit and in union with Christ Jesus sets us free from sin and death. Being controlled by human nature is in opposition to being controlled by what the Spirit wants. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading Romans chapter 8 at verse 1. There is no condemnation now for those who live in union with Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit, which brings us life in union with Christ Jesus, has set me free from the law of sin and death. What the law could not do, because human nature was weak, God did. He condemned sin in human nature by sending His own Son, who came in the nature like our sinful nature, to do away with sin. God did this so that the righteous demands of the law might be fully satisfied in us, who live according to the Spirit and not according to human nature. Those who live as their human nature tells them to have their minds controlled by what the human nature wants. Those who live as the Spirit tells them to have their minds controlled by what the Spirit wants. To be controlled by human nature results in death. To be controlled by the Spirit results in life and peace. And so, people become enemies of God when they are controlled by the human nature, for they do not obey God's law, and in fact, they cannot obey it. Those who obey their human nature cannot please God. But you do not live as your human nature tells you to. Instead, you live as the Spirit tells you, if, in fact, God's Spirit lives in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. But if Christ lives in you, the Spirit of life for you because you have been put right with God, even though your bodies are going to die because of sin. If the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, then He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies by the presence of His Spirit in you. So then, my friends, we have an obligation, but it is not to live as our human nature wants us to. For if you live according to your human nature, you are going to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death your sinful actions, you will live. Those who are led by God's Spirit are God's children. For the Spirit that God has given you does not make you slaves and cause you to be afraid. Indeed, the Spirit makes you God's children, and by the Spirit's power we cry out to God, Father, my Father. God's Spirit joins Himself to our spirits to declare that we are God's children. Since we are His children, we will possess the blessings He keeps for His people, and we will also possess with Christ what God has kept for Him. For if we share Christ's suffering, we will also share His glory. And today's key verse is Romans 8, verse 1, that says, there is no condemnation now for those who live in union with Christ Jesus. You know, it all boils down to this, beloved, justice. We are either condemned or we are not condemned. If we try living our lives according to the sinful nature, we will find ourselves condemned. But if we live our lives as the Holy Spirit of God leads us, as we know His Word, read His Word, and are open to the leading of the Holy Spirit, then we will truly live life here on this earth, a life that is abundant and has a meaning and really leaves an impact on the world around us. And when we pass from this life into the next, we have life eternal with our Heavenly Father. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for calling me to be your child and to bestow on me your blessings. Lead me each day by the power of your Spirit so that my thoughts, words, and actions are pleasing to you and in accord with your will. Amen. Well, our Monday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 39, where the Apostle Paul describes the future glory of God's people. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.